My name is Elizabeth Durbecker, and I grew up in North Toronto. So I remember as far back as when you could not take out more than so many books at a time. I think it was 10. I read very early, and my brother read very early, and my mother didn't work, so she basically, at least once a week, we would all get in the car, and we would drive around to every library in our catchment area and take out the maximum number of books. So we would, I think probably the closest was North York Central. I remember the old one so clearly that it's really hard for me to remember to associate it with the one that's there now. And what I'd really like to know is whatever happened to that little statue of a bear that used to be on the inside as you walk down the hall towards the circ desk. It was a soapstone maybe, and it was very smooth to the touch. And so I remember sort of petting the bear every time I came in, so I wonder what happened to it. We'd go to North York Central, we would go to Locke, we would go to Orchard View, we would go to as many as we could reach, take out the maximum number of books, roar through them in 1 week, and then be back for the next week for new ones. The truck was just full of books. And there was, I think my favorite branch was Locke, though, because there was a librarian there, and I found out after talking to some of the other old Boys and Girls House librarians that it must have been Miss Fleming. And my mother told her that I was interested in history, and she was the one who gave me my first book by Rosemary Sutcliffe. You know, completely life-changing. I had to go and read all the Rosemary Sutcliffe books, and I'm still interested in history. Fleming was so good at looking at a kid and realizing what was going to get them going.